February 26, 1930. How it is necessary to desire a good. If a people is not formed for the divine will, it cannot have its kingdom. How one who lives in the fiat is master, while one who does his own will is servant. I was thinking about the great interest that my always lovable Jesus has in making his holy will known, and was saying to myself, single quote, he loves, he longs for, he wants his kingdom to come. And then he delays so much in making it arise in the midst of creatures. If he wanted to, he can do anything, power he does not lack. In one moment he can overwhelm heaven and earth. Who can resist his power? No one. More so since, in Jesus, wanting and being able to are all the same. Why, then, is he still delaying? But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, moving and making himself heard in my interior, told me, my daughter, longing for, desiring and wanting a good is to dispose oneself to receive it. And when one receives a good that has been greatly longed for, one loves it, appreciates it, keeps it safe, holds it as the welcome one and the bearer of the longed for good. Not only this, but this is another excess of our love. We make the creature long for the good that we want to give, because we want her to place something of her own, at least her sighs, her prayers, her will of wanting that good, so as to be able to say to her, see, you have deserved it, because, on your part, you have done what you could in order to obtain it. And we, with all our heart, give it to you, while it is all the effect of our goodness. And this is the reason why first we make known what we want to give to creatures. It can be said that we place ourselves in correspondence, sending our letters of notice. We dispatch our messengers, making them say what we want to give. And all this in order to dispose them, to make them long for the great gift we want to give. Did we not do the same for the kingdom of redemption? There were 4,000 years of waiting. And the closer the time would get, the more pressing were the notices, the more frequent the letters, and everything in order to dispose them. So it is for the kingdom of my divine will. I delay because I want them to know this, to pray, to long for it to come to reign, to comprehend the great gift of it, so as to be able to say to them, you have wanted it, you have deserved it, and my will is now coming to reign in your midst. By knowing it, praying it, longing for it, you have formed its chosen people in which it might dominate and reign. Without a people, a kingdom cannot be formed, and this is the other reason for making known that my divine will wants to reign upon earth, that they may pray, they may long for it, they may dispose themselves to form its people in whose midst it can descend and form its royal palace, its dwelling, its throne. Therefore, do not be surprised if, while you see so much interest on my part, wanting my will to reign, then you see that it delays. These are the dispositions of our unreachable wisdom, which disposes everything with order. And the delay serves to place its knowledges on the way, which will act as letters, as telegraphs, as telephone, as messengers, to form the people for my divine will. Therefore, pray, and let your flight at it be continuous. After this, I continued my round in the divine fiat, and as I arrived at Eden, I paused in thinking of the reciprocal love between God and Adam innocent, and how the divinity, finding no hindrance on the part of man, poured itself in torrents upon him, enraptured him to itself with its love, by sweet attractions, making him hear its voice, all tenderness, saying to him, son, I love you very much. And Adam, wounded and enraptured by the eternal love, repeated his refrain, I love you, I love you. And flinging himself into the arms of his Creator, he would cling to him so tightly as to be unable to detach himself, as to the only love he knew, and living only to love him. But while my mind was wandering in this reciprocal love of God and of the creature, my sweet Jesus, all goodness, told me, my daughter, what a sweet memory is the creation of man. He was happy, and we too felt the fruit of the happiness of our work. We felt such pleasure in loving him and in being loved back. Our divine will preserved him for us fresh and beautiful, and carrying him in its arms of light, it let us contemplate how beautiful was the work created by us, our dear son. And, as our son, we kept him in our house, amidst our endless goods, and, as a consequence, as our son, he acted as master. It would have been against the nature of our love not letting the one whom we so much loved, and who so much loved us, act as master. In true love there is no mine and yours, but everything is in common. And besides, letting him act as master caused no harm to us. On the contrary, it gladdened us, it made us smile, it amused us, it gave us the beautiful surprise of our own goods. And then, how could he not be master if he possessed our divine will that lords over everything and dominates everything? In order not to make him master, we would have had to place our divine will in servitude, which could not be. Wherever it reigns, there are no servitudes, but everything is mastership. Therefore, for as long as man lived in our divine fiat, he knew no servitude. As he sinned, withdrawing from our divine volition, he lost the mastership and reduced himself to servitude. What a change! From son to servant. He lost the command over created things, he became the servant of everything. By withdrawing from our divine fiat, he felt shaken from his very foundations, and he felt his very person vacillating. He experienced what weakness is, and felt himself the servant of passions that made him feel ashamed of himself. And he reached the point of losing the dominion of himself. So, strength, light, grace, peace, were no longer in his power as before, but he had to beg for them with tears and prayers from his Creator. Do you see, then, what living in my divine will means? To be master. A servant is one who does his own will. And I, surprised by the speaking of Jesus, told him, My love, for as much as it is consoling to hear you speak about your divine will, so it is sorrowful to hear about the evils of the human will. And Jesus added, My daughter, if it is necessary to speak to you about my divine fiat, which will serve as invitation, attractions, voices, tender, sweet and strong, to call everyone to live in the royal palace of my divine will, that they may no longer be servants, but masters. So it is necessary to speak to you of the evils of the human will. In fact, I will never take free willing away from man, therefore it is necessary that in the kingdom of my divine will I have the mounting of guards, the noble sentries, which may keep the creatures on their guard, making known to them the great evil of the human will, so that they may stand at attention, and, abhorring it, they may love the happiness and the mastership that my divine will gives them. Fiat,